Hello. Hi. My name is Jen. I accepted Christ into my life when I was fairly young, around 5 years old. I honestly don't ever really remember my life without Christ. I was privileged to have a mom who exposed me to Christ at a young age and taught me the importance of having him in my life. I grew up going to church, youth group, Christian camps, and years later, a Christian college. It looked like I had the perfect life. That is, from the outside. But the truth is, it was far from perfect. Life at home was filled with yelling, anger, violent outbursts, and lots of drinking. I lived my life in constant fear of my father because of these things. As a result, I did not trust my dad at all. Growing up, it was hard not being able to trust the one man I should have been able to. Time and time again, trust was broken, and that led to a lifetime of hurt. An affair eventually broke up my family. When my father remarried, it rocked my world. I remember my mom had us in the living room and told us my dad wasn't coming home. There was a lot of pain and confusion and lots of tears shed. At this point in time, my mom did not tell us the reason for the divorce. I was only 9 years old, and my mom did what she needed to do to protect us. It wasn't until college that I found out about my father's affair, and that opened up all sorts of wounds that I thought had healed years before. Feelings of rejection flared up inside me. You see, for the first time, I felt rejected by my dad because I realized he chose another family over ours. But through it all, my mom never once spoke an ill word of him. She didn't want to taint our image of our dad or do anything that would paint him in a bad light. It would have been easy for her to say negative things or blame him for the way things turned out, but she said nothing. My flesh would have wanted to shout it from the mountaintops, but her silence spoke volumes to me. She was modeling the way a follower of Christ should live, and I've never forgotten that. Growing up without my dad in the house was hard. All of my friends' parents were together, which meant I didn't have anyone or anything like divorce care for kids or dealing with divorce for teens to talk to about my situation that would truly understand what I was going through. After searching scripture, I realized that I had the Lord and he understood. He proved faithful time and time again. I clung to Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." I trusted the Lord at his word, and it was amazing the peace that I had when I did. Over the years, the Lord became a real father to me. I began to see him as this role in my life because I so desperately needed a father, someone that I could trust at his word when it says he would never leave or abandon me. I knew he had my best interest at heart, but there was one thing I thought he could not identify with me, and that was the abandonment I felt from my dad. Oh, how I was wrong. As I began studying and searching the scriptures, something became so clear to me. In the 15th chapter of Mark, it recounts the death of Jesus. As I read, I noticed something I had never noticed before. As Jesus was dying on the cross, the earth became dark for 3 hours. I realized at this point in history, God the Father turned his back on his one and only Son so he could take on the sins of the world. As a perfect and holy God, the Father could have nothing to do with sin, so he did the one thing he could. He turned away from his child. Jesus Christ experienced the one pain I thought he could never understand. He too felt the abandonment of his Father. It's so evident in Christ's own words as he was dying on the cross when he cried out to his Father, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Being a part of the divorce care for kids and dealing with divorce for teens family over the last 15 years has played a huge part in my healing process. I've learned so much from the curriculum. In fact, I think I learned more in the first year I taught than the kids did. It's funny how the Lord allowed that to happen. I thought I was going to be teaching these kids with all this knowledge that I had, but they sure taught me a lot more than I could ever have imagined. One of the reasons I love this ministry is it allows us to help the kids and teens address problems and issues right now, as opposed to dealing with them 20 years down the road. If they realize and truly believe that they are not the reason for their parents' divorce, it can save them a lot of heartache as they get older. If they understand the importance of forgiveness, they will go through life with a forgiving heart rather than a hardened one. If they understand their feelings of anger and sadness are valid, they won't go through life doubting whether or not they are. It's such a privilege being a part of these kids' lives for a short time and witnessing firsthand when things click. They get it, they understand it, and they begin to live it out. As a parent, I know we're not perfect and we make mistakes. I know that my dad has a lot of hurt and regret over the years he lost with us, and that pains me. But I see him desperately trying to make things right with me and his grandchildren. Grace was given to me when I didn't deserve it, so who am I to withhold the same gift? Yes, there is hurt and pain, but there's also forgiveness. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you." Forgiving my dad did not come easy or fast for that matter. The whole process has taken over 20 years, but those were precious years that I wouldn't take back for anything. Being refined by the Lord during those times and those years made me who I am today. You see, my story doesn't end with me forgiving my dad for the heartache of leaving. The Lord, who continues to refine me, allowed me to extend forgiveness to another man who stepped in when my dad stepped out. And this man was a dad to me for 30 years. You see, I could do no wrong in this man's eyes. He was there for my high school and college graduation from Baylor. He walked me down the aisle when I got married. And he was there for the birth of each of his grandchildren. I believe he truly loved me. It's heartbreaking to say that because on Thanksgiving evening, 3 years ago, I found out he was molesting my kids. It had been going on for at least a year, and I had no idea. I pressed charges and had him sent to prison, where he is to this day. Before he went to prison, I emailed him and told him I loved him and I'd forgiven him, only because of what Christ had done for me. You see, I was modeled a life of forgiveness by my amazing mom. And now, as a mom, I can show my kids what it is to truly forgive someone who has deeply wounded them and walk them through the forgiveness process that I learned so well. And that was all because it was modeled for me as a child. Thank you.